A terrible yellow fever epidemic swept through Florida in 1887 and 1888. After the Tampa mayor declared the disease was in his city, Alachua County placed guards at all rail and road entrances to the county, and an officer at the county line had the authority to put off the train anyone without a health card or certificate. Nonetheless, Yellow Jack spread, reaching Jacksonville in July, then hitting Fernandina about August. In Fernandina, officials denied yellow fever was present, then called the state help when commerce stopped and looting began. Officials continued to deny yellow fever was in Fernandina, and so the Gainesville guards were ordered to the stricken city. The guards, singing, "We'll hang the yellow jack to a sour apple tree," boarded the seaboard train for Waldo and Fernandina. Several guards died of yellow fever. In September 1888, yellow fever was declared an epidemic in Gainesville. Fear was widespread, and families fled the city before quarantine was set up and the county lines sealed. No one will ever know how many persons died in Gainesville. Few records were kept. Lieutenant Elam A. Evans and Sergeant Mosley Fitzmiller, stationed at Fernandina, were among the many victims of the yellow fever. Their comrades erected this monument in their honor in 1890. Officially positioned on the northeast corner of the downtown Courthouse Square in Gainesville, it was moved in 1926 to the entrance of Evergreen Cemetery. After being repeatedly hit by cars, it was moved to its present location at the southeast corner of the Evergreen Cemetery Old Yard. Sergeant Miller was in the Masons. His picture is on the wall in the local Gainesville Lodge. He was also a partner in the McMillan and Miller Drugstore.